It is Tuesday, November 5th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, we spend time with a student who is part of the Autism Support Program at the University of Arkansas, a program developed 2 years ago on campus. And we'll also find out about the plans for Nerdies, a program that will cater toward young people who might not want to spend time on the field or the court, but working with other hobbies and pastimes.
First, Governor Beebe says steps are being taken to fix problems with the state's parole system. The problems came to light when an 8-time absconder who had stopped reporting to his parole officer was arrested in May for a kidnapping and murder in Little Rock. Governor Beebe says people who aren't checking in are now being picked up.
There's no excuse for 570 or anything else to keep bad guys that are dangerous to the public safety out of jail. Public safety comes first. Bad guys got to go to jail. And we all know we got to pay for it. I mean, you know, it's not free. The days when they used to run prisons back in the 50s at no cost to the taxpayer have long since gone away.
Governor Beebe says the legislature will need to allocate more money to covering the cost of housing a growing state prison population. Thousands now waiting to go back to prison are currently being housed in county jails. Benny Magnus, chairman of the State Board of Corrections, and Sheila Sharp, interim director of the Department of Community Correction, say more people tracking parolees are needed.
This agency here, Sheila's agency, needs more parole officers to keep that caseload down. They got to keep the cases down. What is the caseload in Little Rock now?
Our average caseload statewide is about 118 per officer. National average would have it at around 60. That lets you know how short we are in supervision.
Officials are also looking at using tracking devices in home detention to reduce the number of people being housed in prisons.
Early voting began today in Fayetteville for 3 bond issues. Voters will decide the fate of 3 separate bond proposals, including one that will fund an expansion of the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville and another to finance expanded parks. Election Day proper is a week from today, November 12th. Revenue numbers for October show the state collected $17 million more this year than when compared to the same period last year, while continuing to beat predictions. The Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration said yesterday, so far this fiscal year, the state has collected nearly $38 million above the forecast, as individual and corporate income tax collections were higher than expected. But state economist John Shelnut warns the excess may be needed later this year.
Year-to-date amount above forecast, the $37.8 million, might be necessary because of tax strategy used by high-income taxpayers to shift income to tax year 2012. And now we're on the downhill side of that strategy where we may have a shortfall later in the year and we could see some of this money go back.
Shelnut notes federal tax rates were lower in fiscal year 2012, prodding many wealthy taxpayers to shift their taxes to that year. Income tax collections also offset a drop in the amount of sales tax collections.
Construction is underway today at the Wilson Park Pool in downtown Fayetteville. Carol Jones, a city park planner, says the renovations being done to the buildings at the city pool are part of a larger renovation effort at the facility built in the 1930s.
Last year, we renovated the exterior. We redid the pool surface and the deck. And so this is kind of phase 2 of the overall renovations, and it's for the actual buildings. The pool building, the concession building, and then there's a chemical pump storage building.
The renovation will bring better Americans with Disabilities Act accessibility to the pool and to locker rooms and restroom facilities. Also, the entryway to the pool will be reconfigured to allow for better flow. Jones says the overall upgrades at the pool will bring it closer to feeling like a new facility.
The pool house and buildings were last renovated in 1983. So this is a long overdue renovation on the buildings themselves. Now, the deck and the pool surface, I don't recall when those were last renovated before they were redone last year. But we received a lot of good feedback, especially on the pool surface itself. And I think people were satisfied with the deck as well. But it was just really long overdue and just trying to keep a facility that everybody really, really loves in the city of Fayetteville.
The nearly $404,000 project is being paid for with the Parkland Dedication Fund and is expected to be completed by the beginning of the next swimming season.
The longtime lobbyist for the University of Arkansas has announced he will retire in the coming year. Richard Hudson, the university's Vice Chancellor for Government and Community Relations, has represented the U of A to state and federal lawmakers and to local political and community leaders for 20 years and under the leadership of three different chancellors. He also helped organize the Political Animals Club of Northwest Arkansas in 1996, and he also helped form the University of Arkansas Legislative Advocacy Network, which includes more than 500 alumni. His retirement is effective July 31st.
The Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas has more reason to celebrate. Not only has the school's business graduate program been ranked highly by U.S. News and World Reports, but a recent ranking places the school's graduate program among the top 10 programs for career support of its students. The website graduateprograms.com placed the Walton College ninth with 9.39 stars out of 10. The website's rankings are determined by compiling 40,000 ratings posted on its site by students at more than 1,200 different graduate business programs around the country. The rankings were based on ratings amassed between September 2012 and September of this year.
The Arkansas soccer team is advancing at the SEC tournament being played in Alabama. Yesterday, the Razorbacks shut out Missouri 4-0 to move on to the quarterfinals. On Wednesday, Arkansas will face the tournament's top seed, Florida, Wednesday evening at 5.
Tonight, showers and possibly a thunderstorm can be expected with lows from 50 to 54 degrees. Tomorrow there's a 50% chance of showers before noon, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with highs from 51 in northwest Arkansas to 57 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow night expect mostly clear skies with lows in the 30s.